Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. Hope you're doing well. We're going to talk about aluminum today because there is some serious issues over the aluminum production that was just destroyed in Iran. Nationwide supplies there and also around the world, we're having issues with aluminum. The price of aluminum is skyrocketing, and this comes on the heels of the Gulf's largest aluminum producer declaring a force majeure. The story comes out of Zero Hedge. It says a little bit more than a week after the Emirates Global Aluminum EGA, the Gulf's largest aluminum producer, halted operations at its Al Tuyat smelter. Following Iranian missiles and drone strikes, EGA has now declared a force majeure on parts of its contract book, signaling that supply chain disruptions are spreading beyond energy markets into the industrial metals, into the actual metal itself. We have got a situation, I believe, around the world that we have to be paying very close attention to. It's not just the cost of getting the materials around the world, like with oil and aluminum. It's the actual material itself that's has been stopped, the production of it. And I believe you're going to see some pretty wild supply chain disruptions this summer. And this doesn't come at a good time when our stock market is already teetering. It says here that Bloomberg obtained new documents showing that EGA invoked force majeure clauses to suspend at least some of its deliveries after Iranian drone and missile strikes damaged the smelter. Aluminum futures on the London Metal Exchange have surged since the strikes, with LME aluminum trading up 50% from a year ago. The force majeure from EGA, as well as continued Hormuz choke point disruptions, signal tighter global supplies that may send prices even higher. Look, the fact of the matter is, you know, the stock market is not working. It's in conjunction with oil. On days that it's up, oil is still around $100 a barrel. But a couple weeks ago, to see $100 barrel oil, the stock market was freaking out. It's like people are getting used to bad news, so they just start keep living in it. And I believe we're at that time, that 40-day mark or 45-day mark, when a famous economist came out right before the 1929 stock crash back then and warned, hey, you know, we got some really bad things happening in the markets. The market itself doesn't recognize it, and I think we're going to have a stock market crash. Everybody laughed at him. 45 days later, he was right. I think we're seeing some pretty crazy times, and I think it deserves some pretty crazy measures on our part. Really, the biggest thing is do nothing. Do not sit and buy more investments. Don't just sit. I'm in cash, and I'm just waiting because I don't think this is going to end well. But we'll see. I could be totally wrong. Let me know down below what you think. The Economic Ninja is out.